New York City is such a special place, it's no wonder so many great books are set there. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick is here with a pair of new novels set in the Big Apple. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Golden Hill is the fiction debut of a British writer named Frances Spufford. I'm not always crazy about historical novels, but this book is a delight. It opens in 1746, when a 24-year-old Londoner named Richard Smith gets off the boat and heads straight to a local merchant to present a bill for 1,000 pounds sterling. That was a lot of money in those days, and from the start, there are serious questions as to the bill's authenticity. Smith is a mystery, too. Not a word will he reveal about his origins, his resume, or how he came by this invoice. As he waits for Lovell to cough up the money, he is embroiled in a wild series of adventures. He is robbed, he's pursued by a drunken mob, he falls in love with an extremely difficult woman, and he is cast in a leading role in a play. He becomes close friends with a fascinating character named Septimus Oakeshott. The narrative is written in period style, with addresses to the reader and disquisitions on various topics, and what it turns out to be about is more serious and important than you ever would have imagined when you're reading it. But of course, I can't tell you one more word about it. I can also vouch for the audiobook, if you're of that persuasion. Another New York story comes from Isabel Allende, titled In the Midst of Winter. Though it's set a couple centuries later than Golden Hill and happens in Brooklyn rather than Manhattan, the series of escapades that ensues here has some of the same feel. The one-sentence version is this. Thrown together by a Brooklyn blizzard, two NYU professors and a Guatemalan nanny find themselves with a body to dispose of. Curious? Well, okay. It starts with 61-year-old Chilean academic Lucia Moraz hearing television reports of a snowstorm so severe that it is reported in the solemn tone usually reserved for news about terrorism in far-off countries. Her landlord and boss, the tightly wound Richard Bowmaster, lives right upstairs with his four cats, but he rebuffs her offer of soup and company during the storm. Enter Evelyn Ortega, a tiny young woman from Guatemala Richard meets when he skids into her Lexus on the iced over streets. The next night, Evelyn is back on their doorstep, having struggled through the snow. Her hysterical reaction to the fender bender seems out of proportion, until Lucia comes up to help translate what she is saying. The Lexus, it turns out, belongs to her volatile, violent employer, and there's a corpse in the now unlatchable trunk. Lucia gradually pieces together Evelyn's story. She was smuggled north by a coyote after barely surviving gang violence that killed both her siblings. The two professors decide to help her, and the plan they come up with is straight out of a telenovela. As we get to know the characters on their subsequent winter road trip, we learn why Richard is such a complete nervous wreck and why Lucia fears there is no greater love coming her way than that of her chihuahua. Maybe you'll read this one on a winter's night yourself.
The books are Golden Hill by Frances Spufford and In the Midst of Winter by Isabel Allende. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.